Please turn back to page 6 and read along as I go over the main points of each cluster. This is the cluster score point 3 anchor. In the first paper, the first sentence is missing quotation marks and the second sentence is a fragment. There is also a run-on sentence at the top of the next page. In the second paper, the first paragraph is missing a comma, and on the next page, the student has used the word than, T-H-A-N, instead of then, T-H-E-N, in two places. However, since the two mistakes are identical, they are only counted as one error. Taken as a whole, this cluster shows that the student has control of the conventions of written English. The errors are minor and do not interfere with the ability to read or understand the student's responses. Next is the anchor for cluster score point 2. In the first paragraph of the first paper, we find errors in capitalization, such as don't and quick, a language use error with then, and a spelling error with the word succeed. In the second paper, there are several punctuation errors, a few spelling errors, and a few language use errors. Also, the entire second paragraph is a run-on sentence. Taken as a whole, this cluster indicates that the student has only partial control of the conventions of written English. The errors somewhat affect the ability to read the responses, but do not interfere with the comprehension of what the student is trying to convey. Let's move on to the cluster score point 1 anchor. In the first paper, the first sentence is missing quotation marks, and there are several misspellings, a few sentence fragments, and a run-on sentence. There is also one capitalization and one punctuation error. Now, let's turn to the second paper. This response begins with a long and confusing run-on sentence. Also, a few words have been omitted throughout the paper, several others have been misspelled, and there are mistakes in language usage and punctuation. Taken as a whole, this cluster indicates the student has minimal control of the conventions of written English. There are many errors that interfere with both the ability to read and comprehend the student's responses. Our last anchor is the cluster score point 0. Both papers are brief and contain a variety of serious errors that interfere with the ability to understand the responses and make them impossible to read without effort. Taken as a whole, this cluster demonstrates the student lacks control of the conventions of written English. Please note that with a set of papers of this type, with such a lack of clarity, you should not spend a lot of time trying to figure out exactly what the student is trying to say. Simply look the paper over and give it a holistic score based on the rubric and move on. Please take a moment to review these four clusters. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set. These papers' scores were also assigned by the range-finding committee. There are 5 clusters in the practice set covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. We will go over all of the errors in the practice set papers. In the case of papers with multiple errors with the same word, we will only note the error the first time it appears. Okay, first we have practice set 1. These papers have several errors. Let's go over the errors in the first paper. On the first page, the first line has two misspellings, her and cousin, and told in the second line is also misspelled. In the third line, the word pond should be lasso, mile is misspelled, and way should be away. In the next line, way go should be went away, and in the fifth line, she should be that, and then should be capitalized. In the seventh line, easily is misspelled, and in the next line, start should be started. Sadly is misspelled, and a comma is missing after sadly. In the ninth line, throw should be through, and rope is misspelled. In the next line, after should be capitalized, and the word the is missing after saved. In the last line of the first page, there should be a comma after life, and start should be started. Also, there are three run-on sentences in a row, beginning with the first line and ending with the second to the last line. The run-on sentences also make it difficult to both read and understand the response. Turning to the next page, we find a few more new errors. In the first line, uncle is misspelled, and was should be were. Let's move on to the second paper and go over the errors on the first page. The first line is a sentence fragment, and the word comparison should be written as one word, not two, and is also misspelled. The word scared in the third line is misspelled, as are the words heights, great, and idea on the next line. In the fifth line, the word there is misspelled, and the words is a are unnecessary. In the sixth line, world and cultures are misspelled, and we see the beginning of a sentence fragment. In the next line, the words styles and countries are misspelled, and this time we see the beginning of a run-on sentence. In the tenth line, water and everything are misspelled. In the next line, another run-on sentence begins, and the phrase, a awesome tip of fish, should be an awesome type of fish. A comma is missing after walk in the next to the last line, and in the last line, might and there are misspelled. In addition, Superman should be Superman, and way should be how. Moving on to the second page, the words would and instead are misspelled, and there should be a period after birdie. Taken as a whole, this cluster shows that the student has minimal control of the conventions of written English. The many different types of errors interfere with both the ability to read and to understand the responses. Therefore, this cluster receives a score of 1. Now, let's move on to practice set 2. Let's go over the errors on the first page of the first paper. In the first line, Lydia, which is given in the prompt, is consistently misspelled L-I-D-I-A. However, this is only counted once because the repeated errors are identical. At the end of the first line, there should be no punctuation. In the second line, there should be an apostrophe and an S with Lydia to show possession. In the third line, study should be story, and there should be commas around Mike in the next line. In the fifth line, the words roundup should be two words, not one, and we see the beginning of a run-on sentence in the next line. At the end of the seventh line, there should be a hyphen after new. In the next line, there is a sentence fragment, and within the fragment, the word taught is misspelled. In the second line from the bottom, the word in should be by, and there should be a comma after neck. There should be another comma at the end of the last line. On the next page, the word there should be spelled T-H-E-R-E instead of T-H-E-I-R. In the third line, cheering is misspelled, and the word can is missing after she in the fifth line. Now, let's review the errors in the second paper. On the first page, the phrase, "I've always wondered," in the third line, is misspelled. And in the next line, there should be a hyphen after light. In the fifth line, waited should be wait, and bird should be birds. The word they in the eighth line should be capitalized, and the word a in the next line should be r. In that same line, we see another run-on sentence. In the tenth line, straight is misspelled, as is enemies in the next line. A sentence fragment also begins in that line. In the second to the last line, getaway should be one word, not two. Is should be are, and in the last line, you should be they. Moving on to the next page, we see the word months is misspelled in the first line. In the second line, your should be they, and the word likely is misspelled. An apostrophe is missing from the word that's in the fourth line, and the last sentence of the response is a fragment. It includes two misspelled words, instead and catfish, which should be one word, not two. Taken as a whole, this cluster demonstrates that the student has partial control of the conventions of written English. The errors interfere with the ability to read the responses, but do not substantially interfere with comprehending what the student is trying to say. Additionally, the types and quantity of errors in relation to the length of the extended responses is taken into account. This cluster earns a score of 2. Next is practice set 3. Both extended responses contain only a few errors that appear to be first draft type errors. Let's look at the first paper. Commas are missing after the words lessons in the second line, summary in the seventh line, and gave up in the last line. In the third line, quotation marks are missing around the sentence, "If at first you don't succeed, try, try again." In the sixth line, the word calf is misspelled, and in the last line, succession should be success. In the second paper, we see another first draft type of error. In the next to the last line of the response, the word them has been left out after helps. Other errors in this paper include a missing comma after things in the third line and two language usage errors. In the fourth line, theirselves should be one word, themselves, and spanned in the seventh line should be span. Taken as a whole, this cluster shows that the student has control of the conventions of written English. The errors do not interfere with the ability to read or understand the student's writing, so this cluster earns a score of 3. Now we will look at practice set 4. Let's go over the errors in the first paper. In the first line, if should be capitalized, don't should have an apostrophe, succeed should be lowercase, and there should be a comma after succeed, as well as after both tries in the second line. Also, in that same line, again and appropriate are misspelled. In the fourth line, a comma is missing after calf. Moving on to the sixth line, we see several words that should be capitalized: Mike, Uncle Carlos, and that's. That word also needs an apostrophe. At the end of that line, the word to is unnecessary. In the next line, line 7, there should be a comma after that, and the word if should be capitalized. The word succeed is also misspelled. Note also that the student has underlined the quotation in the first line, which is a punctuation error. This would not be considered an error if the student had also underlined the quotation in the next to the last line of the response, but the student used no punctuation to set off that quotation. Now let's review the errors in the second paper. In the first line, the pronoun I should be capitalized, and there should be a comma after bird. In the next line, the period after bird should be a comma. In the third line, the word have is missing before always, wondered is misspelled, and how should be lowercase. In the fourth line, also should be capitalized, and the word A should be I. The word birds in the next line should be lowercase, and the word how should be what. In the next to the last line, cell phone, should be written as two words, not one. Taken as a whole, this cluster demonstrates that the student has minimal control of the conventions of written English. When we take into account the number and variety of errors in these short responses, the mistakes interfere with both the ability to read and to understand what the student has written. Therefore, this cluster receives a score of 1. Our final practice set is practice set 5. Both papers have a wide variety of errors. Let's look over the first paper. In the first line, lesson should be lowercase, and there should be a period after B. The quotation in the next line should be set off by quotation marks, and there should also be a comma after succeed. In the fifth line, the word she is missing after and there should not be an apostrophe in the word wants. The word cousin in the seventh line is misspelled, and there should be a comma after Carlos in the next line. In the ninth line, choose should be chose, and in the 11th line, there should not be an apostrophe with the word fits. In the next to the last line, the word than should be then, and here should be heard. Moving on to the second paper, we see that in the second line, the word raven should be lowercase. In the third line, favorite is misspelled, and we also see the beginning of a run-on sentence. In the next line, the word can't is misspelled. Moving on to the sixth line, there should be commas after black and color. In the next line, the words awesome Ariel are misspelled. In the eighth line, hunt should be lowercase. And in the next line, cooler the should be better than. The last new error in this paper is in the next to the last line. The word actually is misspelled. Taken as a whole, this cluster shows that the student has partial control of the conventions of written English. The errors interfere with the ability to read the responses, but do not substantially interfere with the ability to understand what the student is trying to say. This cluster receives a score of 2. We have now reached the end of the practice set for Grade 6 Writing Mechanics. If you are unclear about why a cluster was assigned a score, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance Set. This will give you an additional set of 5 clusters to score, which will provide you with further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the writing mechanics rubric and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Scorer Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the Scoring Leader book. The Scoring Leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the Table Facilitator and Scoring Leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.